Now, boys and girls, our reading is very short, so you don't need to be very brave to volunteer to take it. I just want the first 10 words of 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 8. Now, it may be a wee bit hard to find, 1 Thessalonians 1, verse 8, but when you've found it, I only want the first 10 words, and I'll say stop when you come to the end. So it's not a great big long reading. I'd like you to read it very clearly for me. Has anyone upstairs got it? I think we got someone upstairs the last time I asked. Anyone downstairs then? Go ahead. Good girl. Let's listen now. Nope, you've got the wrong one. It's verse 8. That's it. Stop! Read it again, will you? Just that one for from you, right? That's right. For from you sounded out the word of the Lord. After a wee hiccup, we got it, didn't we? That's good. For from you sounded out the word of the Lord. Now, if you have a good memory, and I know some of you have marvellous memories, I've been telling London stories, haven't I? Stories about London. And I said that when I'd finished my London stories, I would ask a question about each story, and then you'll get a prize on Christmas Sunday if you can answer all 4 questions. This is the last story today. I told the story about Peter of Pudding Lane. He set fire to London, didn't he? Burned the whole place down. That was very clever. Peter of Pudding Lane. And then I told the story of another Peter called Peter of Colgate. And Colchurch. And he built a bridge. He built the London Bridge, which lasted for 600 years. And then I told a story about Christopher Wren, Sir Christopher Wren, and the word he saw on the stone, which encouraged him to build St. Paul's Cathedral. So all these have been London stories. And I know someone in the congregation who's taking down some notes because he's got a big store of London stories. Now, here's the last one for a wee while. In London, there are many, many bells. Indeed, there's a poem about the bells of London town. There's Big Ben, of course. It's a very big bell, isn't it? And then there's the bells of St. Clement's, which says oranges and lemons. But the bells I want to tell you about this morning are called the bells of Bow, the bells of St. Mary le Bow. There are actually 12 great bells, and you can hear them for a long way over the city of London when they chime. Now, the first thing I want to tell you about them is that they've been ringing for a long, long, long time. The first church was built 900 years ago when William the Conqueror came in 1066. That was the first church to go up at that very spot, St. Mary le Bow in London. And then lots of things happened to that church. Terrible things happened. Why, a great gale blew about 100 years after it was built and took the roof off. And then about 200 years later, the bell tower fell down. And then, of course, when Peter of Pudding Lane set fire to the place, St. Mary le Bow was burned as well. And then during the war, when the German bombers came over, they dropped several bombs on the church and it was gutted out by fire. And yet, 900 years later, if you go to London tomorrow, now don't do it tomorrow, you've got to go to school, but if you went to London tomorrow, you could still hear the 12 bells called the Bow Bells ringing. So that's the first thing about these very famous bells. They've been ringing for a long, long, long time. The second interesting thing about them is that once they spoke. Now it's hard to imagine bells speaking, isn't it? Because they just sort of go, ding, dong. But of course there was a boy called Dick Whittington, and he really lived. And he was running away from his master one day, who was very cruel to him, and he decided to take his spotted handkerchief, you know, wrapped over his cheese sandwich and a stick, and his little cat, and he was going to run away to seek his fortune. And he got to a place called Highgate, which was quite well away from St. Mary le Bow, and he heard the bells ringing. And they were going ding-dong, ding-dong to everybody else, But as Dick Whittington pricked up his ears, they seemed to say to him, "Turn again, Whittington, thrice Lord Mayor of London." So he came back. And history tells us there was a chap called Sir Richard Whittington, and he was three times Lord Mayor of London. So the Bow Bells have been ringing for a long time, and they've actually spoken to someone, bringing them back from running away and telling them of a wonderful future that lay ahead of them. The third wonderful thing about the Bow Bells is this, that it's said that everyone who's born within the sound of the bells is a true Cockney, a true Londoner. If you were born in a house or a hospital, a maternity home, and the people there could hear the Bow Bells ringing, then you really belong to London. And some people are still very proud of that, you know. They don't all need to have white faces. I've heard people with black faces saying, "I was born within the sound of Bow Bells, so I'm a true, true Londoner." So you see how famous those bells have become, boys and girls? Famous because they've been ringing for a long time. Famous because they spoke to someone and changed their future. And famous because people who are born within their sound are proud and happy to be Cockneys. But you know, sometimes in our evening meeting, we sing a hymn. And it's not about the Bow Bells. It's about another kind of bells. We call it the Gospel Bells. And the Gospel Bells have been sounding for a long time, haven't they? They've been ringing for 2,000 years. We'll be thinking about the start of them ringing in a couple of weeks at Christmas time. And yet for 2,000 years, they've been sounding out. Someday, we don't know when, they'll sound for the last time. When Jesus comes again, the gospel bells will stop ringing. But they've been ringing for a long time. And then the gospel bells speak to people, don't they? We sing in that hymn, "The gospel bells give warning as they sound from day to day." And the gospel bells say to people, "Turn back from the way you're going. And if you turn back from the way you're going, there's a wonderful future for you. You can be in heaven one day, and that's better than being the Lord Mayor of London three times." And many people have been born again within the sound of the gospel bells, haven't they? When they've heard the gospel, they've trusted the Saviour, and the Holy Spirit has come into their hearts, and they've been born into the family of God. So although the Bow Bells are very wonderful, very exciting and very interesting, the gospel bells are even better. That's why Paul, writing to the Thessalonians, and what we had read to us, says, "From you sounded out the word of God." You've been a great church. You've been ringing the gospel bell so that people can hear and people can come to know and trust the Savior. And every Sunday here, the gospel bells ring out. Sometimes in the morning, but always in the evening. So if you come along tonight, you'll hear the gospel bells ringing. So will you remember that story about the Bow Bells? And I have a question from each story to ask you next week, God willing.